It's time to shift your thinking. This is The Shift with Dr. Annette Azzalone. A program about health. A program about wellness. A program about good times. And taking your phone calls. The phone lines are open at 731-1230. That's 731-1230. Or toll free 1-866-820-5528. That's 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's get the shift started. Here is Dr. Annette Azzalone.
Well, hello, everyone. I hope you're having a fantastic day. It's starting to warm up, finally. Boy, I don't know about you guys, but all this cold weather really made my bones ache. We've seen a massive freeze all across the nation, and there's all kinds of craziness coming from that. There's an article in the news from Portland, and it says, get ready to pay double or even triple price for fresh produce in the coming weeks after the worst freeze in 60 years damaged and wiped out entire crops in northern Mexico and southwestern U.S. And it also has hit some other areas around the world. And it seems that, wow, isn't it interesting that things that are healthy and good for you are the ones that are going to start going up in price, forcing the people with economic problems into buying more of the fast food that contains all kinds of crazy stuff like, oh, I don't know, what's that stuff you clean the bathroom with? Ammonia, that's right. They put it in your meat products, hoping that it'll kill off bacteria in the junk that they scrape off of the slaughterhouse floors and sell to you as a hamburger. But here we go. We got triple the prices coming on all of tomatoes and asparagus, all kinds of fruits and vegetables. And there's a quote here from Rusty Peak, GM of Food for Less in Southeast Portland. He said, quote, "We've had to double and triple some prices, and consumers come in and it's quite a shock to them." Well, I imagine so. As a matter of fact, I was in the store the other day and was looking at almost $3 a pound for tomatoes, of all things, great and small. I would suggest strongly for everyone to go and buy some heirloom seeds. Those are the kinds that you can reproduce. One of the websites where you can get heirloom seeds and also the indoor growing carts with the lights is Burpee. Burpee.com, Burpee.com. There's also some other places to get heirloom seeds, and one of them is www.organicaseeds.com. That's organicaseed.com and heirloomseeds.com. Those are a couple of different sites that you can go to buy the heirloom seeds that will reproduce after fruiting for the first year. Yeah, I went and bought, about $200 worth of seeds, and I'm going to build a greenhouse in my backyard. I cannot believe the craziness. And, you know, it's funny because if you don't get those heirloom seeds now, you may not be able to get them. We hear a lot about the repeal of Obamacare, which is socialism, you know, personified. But now they've got all these bills like the S-510 that are really limiting your ability to grow and reproduce your own food. That's right. Seems kind of interesting that there's this, whoa, shocker of this freeze. Food prices are going to increase at double, triple. And you know how that goes. They'll double, triple it, and then they'll bring it back down to double, and then not bring it back down to the prior prices, even when everything is taken care of. So they're using this as a way to increase the price of all the food that's good for you and force you into a position of either buying cheap GMO foods or pay your phone bill, you know, whichever comes first. And usually people want to have their telephone, so they'll eat at McDonald's or some other really cheap place in order to be able to pay bills and still eat, which is a lot of us out here in the nation. And it's getting worse. It's really getting a lot worse. Now, if you want any of the links to any of the articles or stuff that I'm talking about today, just send me an email. My web designer has gotten another different job. So they're not being posted up as they should be. So just shoot me an email through drannette.com. That's drannette.com. And I will send it you a list with all of the links and PDF files if you'd like to have them. It's really important for us to take a look at this new law, the S-510, because in this law, you'll find when you read through it that Codex Alimentarius is mentioned more than once, and it is part of the act. It's the way to bring Codex Alimentarius into our nation, even though we don't want it. And as we've seen with this administration, they don't care what we want. We, the people who are the government, they just do whatever they want to. Sounds like, I don't know, someplace over in Europe. I don't know about you, but I like living in the United States of America, not in the European Union or the American Union. What do they call that anyway? They have some name for the Canadian, Mexican, and American group that they want to make a union out of. And I'll bet before long, now I've been predicting stuff, and so far I've been right. So I predict that here, not to too distant future, we're going to see them really pushing to have a type of currency like Europe. If you go to Spain in Europe, you can get the euro. And the same thing in Ireland and France. The coins and things look cool, but if you hold them, they feel like an alloy. There's no weight to them. They don't have any real value at all. And I bet you they're going to try to do something like that. Well, if you look at our bills, look at the bills in your wallet. Don't they look kind of Canadian now? I've noticed that. The different colors on there and stuff. And I thought, geez, I'm surprised it doesn't say Finn on the $5 bill. Anyway, so if you take a look at this S-510, it's also going to be made illegal for you to grow your own food with heirloom seeds that reproduce themselves. They're trying to force us into a position where we're buying the seeds that are from places like Monsanto. Yeah, GMO crops, those seeds will not reproduce, so you rely completely on the corporation. Sounds like some crazy movie I watched not long ago where you have to rely on the corporation for everything, including employment. There was also some information that was on Natural News talking about the freeze. And even Mike Adams of naturalnews.com predicted in January that there would be a rise in food prices. He wasn't exactly sure what freak weather events were going to happen, but he knew they would. And this is what he said, quote, "By the end of 2012, I predict significant food supply disruptions in North America brought about either by radical weather affecting crop yields or perhaps the invasion of disease indirectly caused by the overuse of pesticides or GMOs. The number of people in America struggling to feed themselves and their families will rise along with food prices. Expect to see food prices climb with alarming speed over the next 2 years. While food won't disappear, it will become significantly more expensive, causing more people to shift to subsidized foods like corn, sugar, and things like that, which also happen to be some of the worst foods for your health." Go figure. They want to keep you sick. They want to keep you on the, pharmaceutical drugs, you suppose? I think so. So down in Mexico, where a lot of their fresh produce comes from anymore, it's been largely destroyed by a freak cold weather snap. And I believe that was this month, February. No, it's March now, huh? Wow, I forgot it changed months. Anyway, so in February, there was this huge freak weather snap, a cold snap, and it struck the continental United States as well as Mexico. And the result, prices on cucumbers, zucchinis, peppers, tomatoes, and asparagus are doubling and tripling right now. You'll see it in the supermarket. Open your eyes and take a look at those price tags, and it will shock you. What's worse is it looks like the supply of these items will be completely wiped out. You won't be able to buy them. Well, at any price. Ugh, that's terrible. So what are we supposed to eat? Cardboard? Oh, yeah, Mickey D's. There you go. You know, it's the worst freeze event recorded in North America in 60 years. It's not just northern Mexico, but also much of the United States Southwest. And it's got to raise some questions. What about the food supply? Is it further threatened by radical weather events? Yeah, they talk about global warming. Yeah, my tookus. There's no global warming. There's always a warming trend before a ice age, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like that's what we're looking at. I mean, the other day there was, what, snow on the mountains in the Las Vegas Valley? You know, by the Las Vegas Valley? Okay, that's not real common. So up in the inland northwest, there was a big freeze. There was nothing but a big sheet of ice. I can't even imagine what it's like in Canada. Now, there's a lot of theories about what's going on right now. And, you know, some of them say it's because of the Earth's magnetic pole shifting. Well, you know, in history, it's been proven that the magnetic poles shift, and it's geologically proven, that's for sure. And they're talking about the onset of a rapid ice age in geological societies. What do you think of that? Oh, brr, I think maybe I better move further south. And there is a quote here, and it's from NASA. It says, quote, magnetic lines of force near Earth's surface become entwined and tangled, and the magnetic poles pop up in an unaccustomed places. A south magnetic pole might emerge over Africa, for instance, or a north pole over Tahiti. Weird. But it's still a planetary magnetic field, and it still protects us from space radiation solar storms. So that's one of the many theories behind that. I don't know how much stock I put into it, but it's interesting to say the very least. So it's a theory, and it could be happening. There's a hypothesis. You don't have to be a scientific mind to see that there's magnetic pole shifts, and that could be causing the freak cold weather events. But it's clearly an area deserving exploration, don't you think? Because if the cold weather events get worse over the next few years, we could be looking at a serious disruption in food supply and the climate and the Earth's ecosystem. That would be kind of scary. That's why I still urge you to buy your own heirloom seeds. Get yourself the indoor growing lights and things like that, and a generator. Plenty of solar generators coming out, but they're expensive. Go figure. Anyway, get yourself some heirloom seeds. Remember, that's burpee.com, organicaseed.com, heirloomseed.com. And you can also just Google it if you really want to take a look and pick out the ones that will grow in your area. So, I know I'm going to be having fresh vegetables at the end of the growing season at my house. How about you? We want to be able to have, oh, but you know, the authority's going to come after me because I'll be breaking the law by giving some of that fresh fruit to my family and friends. I think that's ludicrous, to say the least. Well, it looks like we're coming up on that break. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about how vaccine makers are being immunized against lawsuits. U.S. Supreme Court ruled that way. And what does that mean to you and I? We'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to The Shift with Dr. Annette Azzalone, a program about health, a program about wellness, a program about good times. Visit Dr. Annette online at drannette.com. Spell it all out, drannette.com. The Shift continues right after this.
We Would you eat a nail to get your iron? Of course not. Then why take mineral supplements that don't work? Whether it's plain old mineral tablets that sometimes pass through you, chelated minerals, or the big colloidal minerals, there is something better. Angstrom Liquid Minerals at healthshop101.com. Angstrom Liquid Minerals are more easily absorbed by the body because they're the smallest cell-ready liquid minerals. Up to 99.9% absorbable. Get more mineral for your dollar from healthshop101.com.
Welcome back to The Shift with Dr. Annette Haslow. Visit Dr. Annette online at drannette.com. Now, here again, Dr. Annette Haslow.
Well, I want to thank our sponsors, Elemental Research, for putting us on the air. And you can go to ElementalResearchINC.com. That's ElementalResearchINC.com to go check out those wonderful minerals. And you can give them a call at 800-314-2884. That's 800-314-2884. Well, talking about vaccines, we've been watching how these vaccines are harming people. It's astronomical. It's causing autism, attention deficit disorder, dystonia, all these neurological disorders that are really horrible. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on February 22nd of this year that federal law preempts state law tort claims for injury or death caused by design defects in vaccines. Under a federal statute, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986, vaccine manufacturers are protected from costly tort litigation. Isn't that interesting? If you and I were to produce something that had a default, had a fault with it, and or it was bad, something that was harming people, they'd throw us in jail, take everything we had. But, oh, not the manufacturers of vaccines. They just do that same thing they do with the pharmaceuticals. They black label it, and that's draw a thick black box around a warning. It says, could cause death, but take it anyway. That's right. So the only recourse available to injured parties is filing a claim in the Court of Federal Claims, which may pay out of fund created by an excise tax on each vaccine dose. So if you sue the manufacturer by going through this Court of Federal Claims, you pay for your own settlement along with other Americans because it's from tax dollars, not from the manufacturers of these vaccines that are killing and harming so many people. There was a Pennsylvania couple that said that their infant daughter became disabled after receiving the DTP vaccine in 1992. Now, the Court of Federal Claims rejected the claim, and they filed a product liability action in state court. Waith, which is the vaccine manufacturer, removed the case to federal court where it obtained summary judgment based on preemption of Pennsylvania law by this new court case, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which they're enforcing, even though it was passed in 1986. What do you think of that? Now, I've seen the manufacturers of pharmaceuticals and vaccines get away with literally murder. Yeah, they're killing us, keeping us sick, and then giving us all kinds of drugs to cover the side effects of the other drugs, and it's horrendous. Have you ever been in an older person's home? Yeah, go to an elderly family member or friend and ask to see their pharmaceuticals. Once you see that huge box of pharmaceuticals, ask them, well, did you get these all at once? And they'll tell you, no. It started out with, something for acid indigestion. Well, when they were taking that drug, it caused a side effect. So they had to take another drug to take away the side effect. So they get another side effect, and there's another drug for that. And because all these drugs are chemicals that the body doesn't recognized as part of its makeup, it starts having problems, starts freaking out. It's like putting diesel in a gasoline engine. It's going to cause problems. So what happens? Causes other ailments to start to manifest. They don't fix the problem with all of these pharmaceuticals or vaccines. Vaccines have been proven without a doubt that they don't work. The only time they report the vaccine is from the time that they start administering it. And then by the time they administer it, it's already on a natural decline of the disease, so that they say, well, look, the vaccine worked, when actually it was just nature in action. That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, really take a look at all of this stuff. The S-510, that's terrible. And that creep, John McCain, he's at it again. He's trying to push through another one that's going to take away all of your supplements. It's not bad enough that we've got bad weather killing all of the food that's good for you. Not just that. They also inject you with vaccines. They make it illegal for you to grow your own food. And then they want to take away all of your supplements where you rely 100% on pharmaceutical medicine, which is sick care, not health care, because it doesn't correct any of the problems. And if you don't believe me, you can listen to this show right before mine. Yeah, they tell Jeff, he's always talking about all the different supplements and things like that. And right here in the Las Vegas Valley, he tells you where you can go and get them and some advice. So you want to check it out. Listen to the show right before mine with Jeff. And it's called Stay Healthy at 8:30. I know he gives me a shout out every once in a while, so I'm giving one back. All righty, so what are we going to do? I think that we the people really need to have votes of no confidence or something, kick the bums out of the offices, and really fight these bills. The Repeal It Now is coming up, so repealitnow.com, repealitnow.com. You want to go over there and repeal the health care, Obamacare. And do we have something queued up? Let's throw those bums out. We're going to listen to Ray Stevens' Throw Those Bums Out.
Liberals, middle of the roaders, you're so out of touch, no clue what we're all about. Hey America, what you say? Let's throw the bums out. Let's throw the bums out. Well, you've been playing both sides against the middle class, flying in your private jets and burning that gas. Off to Copenhagen while the future of the country's in doubt. Hey America, what you say? Let's throw the bums out.
Throw the bums out.
Throw the bums out. Yeah, start all over again. Cut up that congressional credit card. My wallet's not an ATM. Obama's tax man cheats on his own taxes. Congress won't read the bill, but insists that it passes. Let's see those shovel-ready jobs. My doctor's gonna need one now. Hey, America, what you say? Let's throw the bums out.
Throw the bums out.
Throw the bums out. Let's cut up that congressional credit card. My wallet's not an ATM. Let's throw the bums out.
Throw the bums out.
Yeah, throw the bums out.
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 Well, remember, you can get that wonderful CD, DVD set from Ray Stevens at raystevens.com, raystevens.com, or you can even go to Amazon. It's called We the People, and it's absolutely phenomenal. I love it, and that's why I keep playing it on there. Ray Stevens, he's always been one of my favorites. So, ladies and gentlemen, vaccine makers are immunized against lawsuits. We don't have any fruits and vegetables going to be coming in. A lot of them are going to be gone. It's illegal to grow your own food or give it away, actually. We have Obamacare. We really need to do something to change all of that. So let's throw those bums out of there, because I don't believe anybody believed that we were going to have the hope and change of socialism thrown down our throats. Yuck. We are a republic. At least we're supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen. I want to remind you that their sponsors for the show are Elemental Research Incorporated, the manufacturers of Angstrom Minerals, and all these wonderful companies like Elemental Research may be going to the wayside if we do not fight these bums that are causing all the trouble. That's ElementalResearchINC.com, ElementalResearchINC.com, Angstrom Minerals. And there is... You can those special packages on DrAnnette.com. Go to DrAnnette.com and buy the special packages there. They still have last year's prices on there. They kept them there for just you, the listeners of The Shift. So next week, if you want to hear something special or if you hear any great news, remember, go to DrAnnette.com. You can send me an email and I can do some research on that and bring that to you so we can answer questions. And tell your friends to tune in every Friday morning at 9 o'clock right here on KLAV. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to The Shift with Dr. Annette Haslow. Visit Dr. Annette online at drannette.com. Spell it all out, drannette.com. Join us next time for The Shift with Dr. Annette Haslow.